That cake you ordered at your grandmother's 90th birthday, or that jelly-filled roll you pretended not to eat at work last week, likely was made with ingredients from one local company. Johnson Brothers Bakery Supply started operating 25 years ago, filling orders to donut shops and mom-and-pop bakeries throughout South Texas. TPR entrepreneurship reporter Paul Flav tells us about the company and how close it came to not existing.
Electric pallet jacks rush in and out of warehouse aisles at Johnson Brothers Bakery Supply. Owner and CEO Kevin Johnson walks the length of the 95,000 square foot warehouse.
So this, what we have here is we have all of our bakery, which is the bulk items, the flour, the sugar.
The 24-foot shelves he passes are almost a chronology of the company. Here we have flour, sugar, and toppings, which represent the early years, followed by professional cake supply and a freezer with two of its latest endeavors, frozen yogurt and the malts and yeast for supplying craft breweries.
And the product line's the same as bakery. It's grains, it's yeast, it's malt. I mean, it's fruit, spices, it's all the same.
The San Antonio company today supplies Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas and generates more than $50 million a year in revenue. But the story of their company starts with just Kevin and his brother Blaine. It was 1994, and the two 30-somethings were making six-figure salaries with national baking supply company Best Brand Corporation. But new owners came in and started cutting costs.
And they were wanting to shut down San Antonio and consolidate distribution into Dallas, and it was going to sacrifice a lot of service in a market that we had spent our many, many years of our life building.
They said they were good company men, though, and went along with the plan. That is, until a business trip to a family-owned vendor run by two brothers roughly their age. It made them think.
And the whole culture of what we saw was pretty badass. I mean, it was, people were happy, people were, you know, excited about their job.
On the flight back, they started asking each other, could we do what they did? Kevin's brother, Blaine Johnson.
By the end of the plane trip, which was, I don't know, maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes, we had actually made a decision to quit.
The decision couldn't have come soon enough for one of their customers. For months, Connie Geist, who at the time owned a donut shop called Donuts Etc., had been unsatisfied with the supplier.
They started sending us product that was outdated, okay, and stuff, or not sending me what I ordered.
When she called to complain, her rep Blaine said he understood and he'd be leaving the company to start his own. Her husband Mike called him right back.
Then he said, he just made a comment right before we hung up, and he said, if you ever need any money, please call me. And I was like, okay, well, wait a minute before you hang up. Wait a minute.
Kevin and Blaine had big dreams and needed a lot of capital to start, about $1 million. They sold their houses. They found an investor to give them the money, but he wanted a third of the company. Mike presented a much better offer, a loan, and the brothers could keep complete ownership.
So we wrote up a one-page agreement. Basically, it said, I'm going to loan you the money, and you guys are going to pay me back. And I don't even think we got it notarized.
Mike made a good living at Southwestern Bell, and Connie ran their shop. But they would have to loot just about every account they had, including his retirement accounts, to offer the loan. And when I asked why...
He was a good guy. He was a nice guy. He was good. You know, he was a Christian, and, yeah. You know... That. Yeah,
I don't want to give him too big of a head or anything, but he seemed like he worked hard and everything and tried to do the good job.
Just like that, the brothers were funded, and in 6 weeks, they were opening their warehouse, and things took off.
When we started to visit clients, specifically, I went and visited. I handled Albertsons and HEB at the time, and they both offered to follow us.
And more small shops, mom and pops, said they wanted to follow them as customers, too. The answer was always the same.
You know, we're like, yeah, of course we can handle it. We had no idea if we could handle it.
That year, where I think we might have done $4 million. And I think the next year, I think we might have done 10. And then it jumped quick, like 10 to like 17, to 24, to 29, to 35. It just grew fast.
Blaine asked to be bought out in 2012 so he could continue his passion of evangelizing through international mission trips to Eastern Europe, Africa, and South America. The company repaid Mike and Connie within a few years. Looking back, Mike says there's just one thing he would have changed.
Well, I wish I would have taken part of this. I would like to have 10%.
Kevin, now 59 years old, is the sole owner. He thinks about retirement and was even offered a buyout by a national chain. but he turned it down, worrying they would cut up the company and lay off many of the 85 people that work there. So retirement has to wait.
I know that we're going to get there. It's just going to be done a different way, and it's going to not sacrifice all these families that have committed, a lot of them, half their life to us.
Andy also wants his sons to take over the business to continue the 25-year legacy he and his brother built. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.